The Leper of St. Giles by Ellis Peters. 1. Brother Cadfael set out from the gatehouse that Monday afternoon of October in the year 1139, darkly convinced that something ominous would have happened before he re-entered the great court, though he had no reason to suppose that he would be absent more than an hour or so. He was bound only to the hospital of St. Giles, at the far end of the monk's foregate, barely half a mile from Shrewsbury Abbey, and his errand was merely to replenish with oils, lotions, and ointments the medicine cupboard of the hospital. They were heavy on such remedies at St. Giles, even when there were few lepers, for whose control and assistance the hospice existed. There were always some indigent and ailing souls in care there, and the application of Cadville's herbal remedies soothed and placated the mind as well as the skin. He made this pilgrimage on an average every third week to replace what had been used. These days he made it with all the better will, because Brother Mark, his much-prized and dearly missed assistant in the herbarium, had felt it to be his destiny to go and serve with the unfortunate for a year, and a visit to St. Giles was now a blessed reminder of peaceful days departed. For to make all plain, Cadfael's forebodings had nothing whatever to do with the momentous events soon to be visited upon the Abbey of St. Peter and St. Paul of Shrewsbury. No reference to marrying and giving in marriage, no omens of sudden and violent death. He was expecting, rather, that in his absence some vessel full of precious liquid would be broken, some syrup left to boil over, some pan to burn dry, in his workshop in the herb gardens, or else that his brazier would be fed too generously and set light to the parcels of dried herbs rustling overhead, and in the worst case...